Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And once again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that you are growing in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord, that you are having a time alone in quietness with the Lord. And you know, one of the things that we do often when we pray, we close our eyes. That is an indication that we are shutting out the world, that we are restricting ourselves to being closed in with the Lord. You know, the scriptures tell us we are to enter into our closet when you pray. Go and pray in secret. When you close your eyes, it is a matter of quiet, secret prayer, personal time with the Lord. I know that there have been times when I have been in my personal time of prayer, eyes closed, bowed before the Lord, sometimes flat on my face before the Lord in prayer, and may even forget where I am. And that's, you know, I enjoy being able to just to shut everything out and to go into prayer in quietness with the Lord. I admire people who can get themselves into certain works and they can shut out everything. I would love to have that kind of ability when I pray, to be able to just be alone with the Lord in His very presence and to escape time and to be in that eternal presence of the eternal God. So when we close our eyes, we're shutting out everything. Sometimes you can't close your eyes to pray. You may be driving and the task that is at hand would not allow you to close your eyes. And even sometimes the task that you're involved in does not allow you to take your mind off of the work for a very moment. And then at other times we can weave prayer in directly through with everything we're doing. Everything that we're doing, asking the Lord, help me to pick this up, help me to place it in the right place, Lord, help me to handle things just rightly. You know, many of those is when you're handling people. Some people are so easily disturbed. You have to have very tender hands, yet strong and firm hands in handling them. And in those cases, we need to have the Lord's wisdom in dealing with the situation. So with each word, you would affix a prayer or pray to the Lord for His help in handling these special needs of these special people. And so you can weave prayers into everything that you do. One second it is on the person's need, the next second is on praying to the Lord, and back and forth and back and forth these things go. Continually weaving your prayers and expressing your heart's desire and your concern for those who are before us. So often you will find many who are very fragile in everything. And those things happen especially around holiday times when people gather in large numbers, family members. There are those you know that there are certain subjects you cannot bring up. Once those subjects are brought up, then the whole gathering, the whole air of the gathering is ruined. The people now have to walk on, as some say, eggshells. So afraid that another war is going to break out in the home, in the family. You want the gathering, you want the person, and then when they've all left, it's sort of breathing a sigh of relief. We made it through another one. It ought not to be like that. So these are times when you want to pray and ask the Lord to help you. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this time that we can pray. We thank Thee for the time we can encourage Thy people. Bless us, I pray, today with power, with wisdom, and a sense of Thy presence, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let's continue now to look in the book of Exodus chapter 35 as the Lord gives to us these who are going to be working in his work in verses 30 through 35. Let's consider reading this passage first. Moses said unto the children of Israel, "See, the Lord hath called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he hath filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, and to devise curious works, to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in the cutting of stones, to set them, and in a carving of wood, to make any manner of cunning work, and he hath put in his heart, that he may teach, both he and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. Them hath he filled with wisdom of heart to work all manner of work, of the engravers, and of the cunning workmen, and of the embroiderer, in blue, and in purple, and in scarlet, and in fine linen, and of the weaver, even of them that do any work, and of those that devise cunning work." Now, these verses, Exodus 35, 30 through 35, these six verses here speak of the one that the Lord had called to do his work. Now, I pray that this will be a time when you are encouraged in the Lord to know that God calls those whom he will into his service. He equips those whom he does call. Moses tells them who it is the Lord has called. Not everyone was of equal skills or talents or understanding or of wisdom or of knowledge or of workmanship. The Lord puts a leader in charge. There is therefore a principle that we will have to follow in life. The Lord places someone in charge of his work. Now, the Holy Spirit of God is the unseen ruler and leader in every home, every Christian home, every work that has been raised up by the Lord. The Holy Spirit is the one who cares for and provides during this time. But the man Moses tells the congregation, he tells them who it is the Lord has placed. Now, Bezaleel means in the shadow of his protection. And I suppose that's the Lord's protection, for the EL there speaks of God. So he has God's protection upon him as he is doing God's work. And this is just like the way the Lord does things. He cares for those who are in his work. The man Hur, his name, he is the chief assistant to Moses and Aaron. Remember the time that Hur and Aaron stood upon the mountain, held up Moses' arms and helped Moses during this time? So as a chief assistant, this is another one here. Hur is the grandfather of Bezaleel, the chief worker there in the tabernacle. And he could have been the same one here that we spoke of, who held up the arms of Moses. But he did have a special calling upon his life from the Lord. Moses is the one who was called of God to tell the congregation who it is that the Lord has to do the work. Now, he comes from the tribe of Judah. And you recall, Christ also is in the line of Judah. That's the line out of which David came. And as I read these verses just a moment ago, I saw again great lessons for us to learn about this particular episode in the life of Moses. Verse 31, "The Lord filled Bezaleel with the Spirit of God." God did that. Now notice, number one, the Spirit of God, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, of knowledge, and all manner of craftsmanship. Now, you know that there is a portion of Scripture that tells us something very much of the Lord Jesus like that. And notice in the book of Isaiah 11:2, talking about the seven spirits of the Lord. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root. And the spirit of the Lord, number one, shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom, number two, of understanding, number three, of counsel, number four, of might, number five, of knowledge, number six, of fear of the Lord, number seven. And these same attributes are given unto Bezaleel to do the work of the Lord. And indeed, my friend, when the Lord calls a man or a woman to serve him, there are many who are given over to serving the Lord in faraway places. They will go to, as a missionary. Doesn't call a woman to pastor a church because he gives to us those characteristics and qualifications in the books, the pastoral epistles for setting up the way the church was to be run. But missionaries, the Lord does call these two women as well to go forth with his precious message. And Moses is one who has the instructions from the Lord to tell Bezaleel and to tell the congregation of the Lord's work. So, the God who worked then is the God who works now. The God who directed and provided and showed himself a faithful God, the very present help, is able to show these how to do the work to which he's called them. He filled them with the Spirit to do his work. And in verse 32, devise curious works. And, you know, this speaks of the art that's necessary. Now, these had never seen a cherubim, seraphim, and never seen the creatures that are in heaven, those beings that are in the spiritual world. And the Lord had to do this. They could not come up with their own plan, designing what the cherubim looked like, and the menorah, and all of the furniture in the tabernacle. This was to represent the Lord. It had balance and beauty, showed strength, and represented the character of God. So the Lord put in the man what knowledge he would have him to use in giving to those the message of God as they looked at what the Lord had worked. Also, gold, speaking of divinity, royalty, which Christ is, of silver, speaking of judgment and redemption, and of brass. And also, we'll have to stop this point, and maybe may the Lord help us. Heavenly Father, help us to understand how thy hand of might and power does call us to serve thee. In Jesus' name, amen.